At the top of our show, an historic corner in downtown Lansing has been revitalized. Tomorrow is the grand reopening of the Knapps Center. The event caps a $36 million redevelopment of the Art Deco structure, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The building, which first opened as a department store in the 1930s, was purchased by the Meridian Township-based Ide Company back in 1983. Today, the mixed-use building, which is considered a leading example of streamlined modern architecture, contains 190,000 square feet of floor space. Its main distinction, as anyone knows who has driven by it or walked by it, has been its iconic blue and yellow exterior, which has been totally redone. Joining us to discuss the new Knapps Center are two key figures in its redevelopment. Nick Ide has been the project manager for Ide Development. Good to see you, Nick.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
And on the phone from Ann Arbor, lead architect on the Knapps Center project, and others in downtown Lansing, as it turns out, Elizabeth Nibby of Quinn Evans Architects. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Mark. Good to be here.
Nick, this project took years to unfold. Is it turning out as you anticipated, or is it turning out differently in any significant way?
You know, I think it's turning out to be more than I imagined. I think, you know, as I've told you
before. And that's a good thing?
It's a great thing. You know, the community support for this, the community feedback that we're getting for bringing that building back has just been overwhelming. And it's something I knew the building was important from an architectural standpoint, as Liz has told me many, many times. But I also knew that it was important to the community, but not to the degree that we're seeing and the feedback that we've gotten. And it's just overwhelming and humbling to see that and to be a part of bringing that building back into downtown Lansing.
I've got to commend Lawrence Cosentino of the Lansing City Pulse. He really dived into this thing, and he told a great story, the story of having to reskin the building, as you put it. The original porcelain exterior pieces could not be reused, as it turns out. When you began the project, did you assume that those porcelain pieces could be reused?
Well, as Liz will tell you, and I'll let kind of Liz take the ball and run with it on that. We, you know, did an investigation on the possibility of doing that with the intention of keeping those. And Liz, I'll let you kind of walk Mark and our listeners through that.
What about that, Liz?
Yeah, well, we had hoped that we could keep at least half of them because we knew that some of them were failing, and we thought we'd be able to keep half of them, maybe take the metal off and put it on a new concrete backing. But as we got further into it, it became pretty clear that that just wasn't going to be feasible.
Tell us about your other key responsibilities in this project, Liz, as lead architect.
Well, as lead architect, I'm a little bit like an orchestrator. I had a great team of people working with me. So we had designers and we had technical people, you know, making sure that every piece of the building both looked great and functioned great, and that it actually, you know, worked technically, that the rain stayed out of the building, and that it's energy efficient. So I got to be in the great role of working with a team and leading a team of people who did this one.
We're talking with two key figures in the redevelopment of the Knapps Center, the old Knapps department store in downtown Lansing. Its grand reopening is tomorrow. Nick Ide was project manager for the Ide Company. Liz Nibby was the lead architect for Quinn Evans Architects in Ann Arbor. Nick, a project like this runs into hurdles. Once you began, did anything come really close to ending this thing?
You know, we had multiple stumbling blocks throughout the process, and you know, luckily, as Liz talked about the team atmosphere, we definitely had the same thing from the business side of putting this deal together, working with the city, working with the state, finding the programs that made this project feasible. And you know, there were times when we all had to reevaluate the project and say, can we make this work? And when different financing pieces didn't come together the first time around, but there was a resolve in this project, a mentality to persevere and make this project happen that was special to be a part of, and to be a part of that team that continued to work to find ways to make the project happen was special. So yeah, you know, there were obstacles, but we continued to believe and we continued to work and find ways to get it done.
Liz, you've described the Knapps project as the most complex adaptive reuse we've ever done, and the most significant transformation of a building, and we've done some wild things. That's an exact quote. What do you think you'll remember first and foremost about the NAPS project?
Well, I think that, you know, walking through that building the first time, and it was just dead. You know, the outside of it was just dead in the town. And now to see it, and it just sparkles with light. The outside sparkles, the inside sparkles, the fact that we were to bring light in the building the way we were able to with both the glass block and the atrium. I think it's just, it's why I do what I do, is to bring that kind of a life to a downtown like Lansing, and to do that, I think that's what I'm going to remember most about it.
It sounds like working on a project where there is history involved, though, especially to this extent, would be especially nerve-wracking for fear of ruining something historic. Is that always with you when you're involved in these kinds of projects?
Oh, yes, and especially with this one with that building skin, because we knew that we had to replicate the look of it, and I can remember when we put up the mock-up, which was done just in gray panels, that, you know, that there were a number of people who were still really nervous, but I knew we had the colors right, and you just have to have some faith when you pay really close attention to all the details that it will come out right, and in this case, thank goodness it did.
I'll point out to our listeners that Liz was also involved in the Accident Fund project here in downtown Lansing, and you're currently working on restoring the exterior of the State Capitol building and part of the interior. Do I have that right?
Quinn Evans is working on the Capitol, yeah. I'm actually not working on that project, but I did work on the Accident Fund building. That one was another fun one.
Nick, a visitor to the NAPS Center will find a few businesses and operations in there already. Tell us about who's there and tell us about the remaining space and how you're going about filling that.
Sure. So Draper Eyewear was the first business to relocate into the NAPS Center. They're on the mezzanine level. They have their, if you're familiar with Draper Eyewear, their shop is open. It's been open since, I believe, May 1st. The Runway, the business incubator that's devoted to fashion and growing fashion in the region, mm-hmm. I believe their store opens today. They have 12 resident designers there who are designing clothes, making clothes, and then sharing one point of sale to get their name and product out there. That is open as well on the Washtenaw side. They have their own kind of retail street frontage on the Washtenaw. And then DuPoint, the software company that came from Holt and moved into the building there on the second floor. And obviously, we'll be moving our offices into the building in the coming months as well.
And how much space does that leave that's vacant right now? And how big a concern is it filling all of that space?
Well, we've been very fortunate in that we've been able to beat what have been our expectations on office leasing in the first year, and we continue to work through that. We have we're working with a group. We have an LOI for almost the entire third floor. The one space that we're, you know, taking our time with would be the first floor restaurant space. And as you walk through that and get a chance to see that grand open space, and as Liz will tell you and echo, we really don't want to break that space up and kind of, you know, carve it into different spaces. So we're waiting for the right use for that big restaurant space on the first floor.
Nick Ide of the Ide Company and Liz Nibby of Quinn Evans Architects joins us. Both are key figures in the redevelopment of the NAPS Center, which has its grand opening tomorrow. Liz, you referred to historic preservation as mind candy. I love that. What? Tell us more about what you mean by mind candy.
Well, I think that, you know, there are things in the environment that are just fun to look at, and historic buildings tend to be fun to look at. They have more detail and interesting stuff that we can't do now. And literally, if you walk through the environment, if you kind of know architecture, you can read when buildings were built and how communities grew. So it's just, it's fun stuff. Stuff that the eye enjoys, just like fashion, I think.
How often do you encounter skeptics or even cynics regarding historic preservation? Do you ever run into people who just can't appreciate it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not worth doing. It's too expensive. You know, why would we do that? We should tear it all down and start over.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
And how do you sell the idea of historic preservation?
I think I just follow on basic market principles. It works. Places that embrace their history are more economically successful than adjacent areas that don't. It's a proven thing that historic environments are places where people want to be and are successful.
Nick, incentives from various governments and authorities are a big part of the development landscape. Some, speaking of skeptics, some skeptics wonder occasionally whether tax breaks and the like are sometimes too generous in exchange for taking on a project. What do you say to those skeptics?
Well, and it gets back to your question on selling on, you know, historic redevelopment. And I think in the case of the Knapp Center, there's no selling it. It sells itself. I mean, the community response and the belief in that project and wanting to see that in the history of that that building and what it meant to folks is important. And yeah, those incentives, historic tax credits and new markets, I mean, essentially what they are is they're outside investors showing interest, buying into the project and becoming partners in that as well. You know, we had many partners that came in and purchased those tax credits and made the brought in the equity to make the project possible.
I've got 30 seconds. Liz Nibby, if you had to look at one building for an hour nonstop, what building would you choose?
I would choose the chapel in Ronchamp that was designed by Corbusier.
Okay, there's two or three words I've never heard of before. So where what is that and where is that?
It's in eastern France. It is a small concrete chapel that is very kind of amorphous in shape. It was done in 1954. And it is just an intriguing little thing because it looks like it's a concrete box and you go in inside of it and it sparkles with light. It's a brilliant piece of design and how it sits in the landscape and how it creates a space, a very spiritual, enlightening space.
Liz, you have sent our listeners scurrying to Google. We want to thank both of our guests for joining us here today. Liz Nibby was lead architect on the redevelopment of the Knapp Center in downtown Lansing, and Nick Ide of Ide Development in Meridian Township was the project manager. Thanks to both of you. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.